This is KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flanédi and the Wishkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tied land and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices and the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunoshtish for your patience as we learn. My first guests today on Juneau Afternoon are from the National Weather Service, here to tell us what we can expect in the forecast for this 4th of July weekend. Plus, they'll give us some statistics on last month's weather. Joining me now is Brian Caffrey and Lance Chambers. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So, Brian, why don't we start by having you tell us what you do as the Science and Operations Officer at the National Weather Service.
Well, I'm a meteorologist, but my role at the office is to provide the training and the training plans and to integrate new science and research into operations.
Okay. And Lance, I understand that you are a meteorologist and brand new in the Juneau office. So welcome to Juneau. What can you tell us a little bit about your experiences that got you this gig in Juneau, Alaska?
Okay. Well, I'm originally from a little town called Fort Payne, Alabama, which is in the extreme northeast corner of the state. It's about 50 miles southwest of Chattanooga, Tennessee, if you know where that is. I went to the University of South Alabama in Mobile for my undergraduate degree in meteorology, and I went to Mississippi State for my master's in applied meteorology. And what sparked my interest in meteorology was just living through the March 1993 superstorm. My hometown of Fort Payne received 21 inches of snow in total from that storm, with high winds causing blizzard conditions, snow drifts, temperatures in the teens for several days, you know, which is highly unusual for Alabama, needless to say. And that's pretty much what got me into meteorology. And yeah, so far I'm really liking the Juneau area. The area is really beautiful, and the people have been really friendly in the area so far. And I've only been here a few weeks, but I already really like it. And I'm glad to be working here for the Juneau Weather Forecast Office.
So in just the first couple of weeks on the job, how would you say forecasting for Southeast Alaska is different from other places you've worked?
This area is the Weather Service Forecast Office here has a really large area of responsibility, about the size of Florida. And, you know, the state of Florida has several weather forecast offices, and this area only has one. But Florida is really flat, so they have really simple geography. This area has really complex geography. So, you know, we cover an area a lot bigger, our office does, but our geography is like 10 times more complex. So that really makes forecasting for this area something else.
Well, speaking of forecasting, what are you seeing for the next couple days for the 4th of July weekend?
Okay. For the Juneau area, it looks like today is going to be breezy with northwest winds around 20 miles per hour and afternoon high temperatures ranging from the mid-60s for Independence Day to the lower 70s for today through Friday, with nightly lows near 50 degrees. And it looks like the sunny skies that we have today will prevail from now until about Friday, with increasing cloudiness through the 4th. But I don't expect any rain for the 4th.
And how far are you able to reliably predict out?
Maybe 6 to 8 days. After that, the model, it's just pretty much a guess after that.
Mm-hmm. So looking out over, you know, 6 days out, is it continuing to be dry, or can we expect some rain coming in early next week?
It looks like it's going to continue to be dry for now.
Okay, very good. So, Brian, you have some data, understand, to share how June looked compared to previous Junes.
Yeah, June was pretty wet. We actually only had one day where there wasn't any precipitation, and that was yesterday. We had 25 days with at least a hundredth of an inch of measurable rainfall, and 4 days where the airport reported a trace. Our only truly dry day was yesterday. And we came in with 7.3 inches of rainfall, which was the second highest on record behind 2014, and well above our 3.36 inch average.
So, yeah, so what would a typical June look like? If this one is sort of an extraordinarily wet one, what would we normally expect to see the numbers look like in June?
The average rainfall would be about a little over 3 1/3 inches, and we more than doubled that.
Okay. And are you able to share some insights, some of the analysis on why this June might have been particularly wet?
I think it was just the pattern we were in with the low directing storms into the panhandle, and it was pretty persistent throughout the month.
Okay, so we're coming off of a pretty wet June. Going in the start of July is looking pretty dry. That's great news, I'm sure, for many people hoping to get outside for the long weekend. Anything else you guys would like to share today?
Just the outlook for July from the Climate Prediction Center looks to decent tilt towards above normal temperatures, and no real climate signals towards above or below or normal precipitation. So should be warm, and it may or may not be wet.
Okay, well, that's certainly good news to hear that for our summer. Lance, were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah, I have an interesting tidbit. The 25 days reported for the month of June of measurable rain, that was actually a record that we broke. So, yeah.
Are you able to share what the previous record was?
I'm not sure what the previous record was, but yeah, 25 days of measurable precipitation for June, that broke the record, but I'm not sure exactly what the previous record was.
Okay. Well, so you're coming in sharing what many of us felt, that we had a very wet June, but you're giving us some hope and optimism. We have dry days ahead, at least for the next few days that you can reliably predict, and we have a warmer July predicted, slightly warmer July. So that's good news here today on our Wednesday afternoon. Anything else you'd like to share?
I believe that's it.
Okay. Brian Caffrey, Lance Chambers of the Weather Service, National Weather Service. It's always fun to talk with you. We look forward to you on the next edition that we do of Weather Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Have a great long weekend.
Yep.